The Daily Catch on CKBW.ca.
I'm Evan Taylor, and welcome to The Daily Catch, a wrap-up of all the news that matters to the South Shore today. Headlining our COVID-19 coverage are new announcements made by Nova Scotia and the Nova Scotia Health Authority. Nova Scotia will be introducing more protective measures starting tomorrow. The province is limiting restaurants to takeout and delivery service, restricting gatherings in excess of 50 people, and NSLC locations will begin running on reduced hours. On the NSHA side of things, Dr. Brendan Carr announced many services were being reduced.
All non-urgent diagnostic imaging appointments will be rescheduled, and walk-in x-ray services will be suspended. Cancer care imaging, PET scans, other time-sensitive exams, anything that has immediate clinical urgency will continue on a case-by-case basis.
You can find more details on service alterations in the associated story below. Dr. Robert Strang also said that phone lines have been overrun by people trying to name and shame people not self-isolating.
Everybody seems to be out there trying to chase COVID and really trying to find out who in their neighborhood may be self-isolated because they think they might have traveled and trying to rat on their neighbor. If you will. That's not appropriate.
In order to deal with this, they will no longer be releasing the age or location of new COVID-19 cases in the province. Federally, we heard from the Prime Minister again, who wants to reconvene Parliament for emergency action.
To do things around EI, to do things around a number of methods to get money into the pockets of Canadians. We are also separately looking at the Emergency Measures Act to see if there are tools that they offer us that allow us to do more things that are needed for Canadians that can't be done other ways.
He adds that Finance Minister Morneau will be speaking tomorrow in greater detail about what is being done to help the economy. Locally, Chester is the latest community to issue new precautions in the wake of COVID-19. In a release today, it was announced that council have decided to limit public access to various buildings and services. This will see the top floor and main office of the municipality shut down. Residents will still be able to pay bills, and when possible, public meetings will be made available online. All municipal parks, recreation services, and playgrounds will stop indefinitely, though we are hearing from the Recreation Department they are working on a strategy that would enable them to offer some hours of operation. A full list of service disruptions and closures can be found online. It's the end of an era for a decade-old tourist attraction in the Valley. The first-ever franchise of one of the world's top boarding schools will be built on the site of Upper Clements Park in Annapolis County. Municipal Council passed a motion today to buy the land that made up the former theme park to further the Gordonston, Nova Scotia project. County of Annapolis Warden Timothy Habinski says the park has been an important tourism and employment generator for more than 30 years, but despite the board's best efforts, the park was near bankruptcy.
The selection and purchase of the Upper Clements Park property is the first milestone that we are announcing today. And additional milestones will be announced in later press releases. We're very excited to be able to share this news with you. This project is proceeding.
The project was first announced in December of 2018. That's your Daily Catch. More on these stories and more can be found in the links below.